Connecticut has not had a budget since July 1st. Since then, Governor Dana Malloy has been in charge of state spending by executive authority. This has meant a cut in state funding to a number of social agencies. WSHU's Anthony Moten talked to family members of people with disabilities about how the budget cuts are affecting their loved ones.
Shelton, Connecticut resident Gil Kellersman's daughter, Lisa, is 43 years old. She has been receiving services from the Kennedy Center, a locally based social services provider. Part of those services made it possible for Lisa to work under supervision at local businesses. Gil says that Lisa was currently not working because day programs across Connecticut have been shut down.
You know, there's anxiety because she's never expected this before and gone through this. And they offer her a very structured environment, so she knows, obviously, Monday through Friday. I mean, they only actually have a couple holidays off during the year, so almost every day she goes to work.
Steve Smith is a former board member of the Kennedy Center. His daughter also receives services from the center. Smith says the cuts will be disastrous for his family.
We've had a number of different cuts, and I think the 10%, I believe that's included in the current, I can't really call it a budget, it's a non-budget, it's whatever the state is operating under now, puts more pain back on the backs of the families that require these services because, you know, they depend on the Kennedy Center to provide services to their loved ones.
Governor Malloy has said it's likely that lawmakers won't reach a budget agreement before October. Anthony Moten, WSHU News.